This is the Assumption Church Podcast. Thanks for joining us. Assumption Church is a Roman Catholic community under the care of the Franciscan Friars Conventual of Our Lady of Angels Province. It is a community of faith which is active in service, and its ministries bring the gospel message of peace, reconciliation, and love to Syracuse and all of Central New York.
What a grim ending to a parable. Honestly, when I heard this gospel many times, and I've never really liked it, how could the king expect people from the streets to be dressed in a wedding garment? I would get so mad each time I heard and read this story. But then I came to understand that there is more to the story than I realized. We know that there is a wedding feast being held by the king for his son. The king is going to invite other royalty and VIPs, members of the elite class. But notice there were two invitations. It was common practice in biblical times to do so. Normally, it was the personal couriers of the king who were sent messengers to invite people to the wedding. Upon the first invitation, the guests would check out who was invited and who was not invited, what kind of preparations were being made by the king or not, and who was planning to attend, as well as who was not planning to attend. This is important because if elite people decided to stay away, so would others. The king obviously expected all those invited to come to the feast. After the second invitation, we see the refusal of the invited guests to attend the wedding a second time. The refusal was an insult to the king, shaming the king, because the refusal implies that the guests disapproved of the arrangements the king was making, unless there were good reasons not to come. In the story, we heard about a landowner and a business owner who deemed it more important to tend to their farm and their business more than to attend the wedding of the king's son. Really? I would go to the royal banquet for the food alone, no matter who was getting married. Some of the invited guests did more insult and shame to the king by abusing and killing his personal messengers. His response was to send out troops to kill the murderers and burn the city, the very cities that he as king was in charge of. This then evens the score and keeps the king's honor according to the rules of honor and shame at the time of Jesus. But then the king does something that breaks all rules, all norms, all traditions. He invites non-elites to the wedding feast. Going to the palace, these people who would enter this section of the city were maybe they had never seen before. The main roads and the streets were the squares and plazas of the city, the normal places where the elite and the non-elite would meet. Inviting the commoners to the king's table to eat with him would prompt the fellow elites to cut all ties with the king. So now let's get to the good stuff. Why would the king expect someone who is called in from the streets to wear a wedding garment? After all, they were just coming from the plazas. Well, first, the host had every right to expect the guests to dress properly for the wedding feast. But something that I learned in preparing today's homily that is not in the story is that in biblical times, the groom actually provided fabrics for the guests so that there would be proper robes and gowns and garments for the wedding. This is why the king was offended when one of the guests came to the wedding feast without a wedding garment. The guest was given a wedding garment, to put it on, but refused it. In doing so, this guest is shaming and insulting the king. The king, playing the honor and shame game of his time, then shamed the guest back and cast him out of the wedding feast. We have to remember that this parable was being addressed to the chief priests and the elders. Jesus is particularly challenging their exclusivity for the elites, having a monopoly on God, for an open-hearted inclusivity, inviting to the feast whoever you found, anyone and everyone, the good and the bad alike, to have a relationship with God. I see four steps based on the gospel that we have heard in our relationship with God. One is we accept. Each of us have been invited freely to God's wedding banquet for his son Jesus and to have a relationship with God. Naturally, step one is going to be to accept the invitation. Step two is the follow through. Since we have accepted the invitation to the wedding, to a relationship with God through our baptism, we must follow through. No matter who else is invited, elite or non-elite. And step three, we have a decision. Each of us have been given freely the gift of dressing in the wedding garment for the feast. We now must decide to wear the wedding garment or not. Each of us have been freely given the gift of a relationship with God. We must now decide to be Christian or not be Christian. I think this gift is rooted in a life lived by love, forgiveness, and mercy. Step four is to live. Each of us must live with the effects of our decision to wear the provided wedding garment or not. Each of us must live with the effect of our decision to live a life with love, forgiveness, and mercy. We could, after all, live a love of hate and revenge and judgment. How have we done these four steps in our own lives? Well, step one, accept. We've accepted God's call to follow him. Step two, to follow through. Each of us have decided to come in faith to this Mass today. Step three, we have to leave these four walls of this church and must decide to be Christian or not be Christian. Not just to our friends and family, but to our enemies too, those that we find hard to love. This I can't decide for you, only you can. And step four, will we be loving, forgiving, and show mercy to others? Or will we hate, seek revenge, or cast judgment on others? Can you and I live with these effects? I don't know about you, but the heavenly banquet sounds much nicer than darkness with wailing and grinding of teeth. Lastly, I'd like to say that to accept, to follow through, to decide and live is not easy. But as we heard in the second reading from the letter to the Philippians, while Paul was in jail, he says, I can do all things in him who strengthens me. May you and I continue to accept God's call to follow Jesus, to follow through in living out our faith, to decide each day to be Christian to all people, and to live by love, forgiveness, and mercy towards others. Because if we do, God promises us life everlasting in the heavenly feast.
Thanks for listening to the Assumption Church podcast. To listen to more episodes, connect with us in our community, or join us for worship, please visit AssumptionSYR.org.
Deep inside, we know that it'll cost us something to open up our lives and share our faith. But this is our call, to open our lives and to share Christ with the people close to us. That's why we're running Alpha. It's a course over several weeks where you can invite your friends to explore life's biggest questions over a meal. It's a chance for you to invite that person into an honest conversation about faith. Alpha, who will you invite?